I know what you're thinking. This is the best thing you can listen to on this streaming app. But did you know this is also the best thing you can watch on YouTube? That's right. Moist Monday Podcast also has a YouTube channel with full video, and you can watch it at any time. So check us out. Trigger warning.
Yep. Today's episode is going to be kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
But that's life. And we're a podcast, so we talk about it.
Yeah, we just talk about What's going on in our lives? And what's going on in my life right now is one of my cats just died, and it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
It's, Oreo, the fat one, I believe he's made a debut on here before.
Yeah, I think so, and we've talked about him a lot, because we talk about your cats a lot. It was Izzy's cat.
Yeah. She got him when Christmas, when she was in fifth grade, so I think she was 10.
10, and now she's married, 25.
Yeah, with a house.
That's a lot of shit to happen.
Yeah, and he got put down on Monday.
Yeah. It's fucking, dude, it's shocking to me because it feels so fast.
It always is. And like, cats are the worst deaths, like, because it's just chaos at the end, too. Because also, like, then you have to put them in a bag, take them to the vet to see what's going on. They are miserable that time. They freak out, which makes everything worse because he was like breathing heavy and had a little bit of a cough.
Yeah. So you guys were like, let's just take him in. Let's check.
Yeah. Because like their first thought was like, maybe he has pneumonia. I was like, I looked that up and that'd be like, there was like a medicine for it.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Something you could.
But then since he's so old and he's had issues in the
15
past.
15 years old.
Yeah.
And he was not in shape.
No, he was not. And he never has been. Yeah. He's always been fat. I remember like Izzy said, like her biggest fear was to see him skinny.
Oh yeah. What if he loses, like he quits eating? That would,
yeah, and like he was eating less, but then we gave him wet food and he like ate a shit ton of that, so like okay. That was good. So we thought maybe like his teeth were an issue.
I mean, his teeth were
rotting
and falling out
because he couldn't have them pulled because of a surgery he had when he was young, like his kidney or liver, whichever one on cats goes bad fast. Jeez. He had that
so
bad.
then they can't give him surgery because they can't put him under because of that, because that could kill him.
So it was all just a mess because I think by the end of it, they thought he had rather a heart disease thing or a lymphoma, which is that cancer?
I think so. Yeah.
I've heard that word
type
before.
Of cancer.
Yeah.
I think. God, that's just. And like at that point, you're just like, it's not worth
it. And they said like if we work on it, like he'll have a few months maybe, but it won't be a good few months. Like it was not a difficult decision to be like, all right, yeah, let's put him down.
Sucks.
Yeah.
And losing an animal is...
It's weird, and it was Izzy's first animal loss. I think she said, like, they had a cat when she was, like, a kid that died, but, like, that wasn't really a thing.
But this was her cat and her animal.
Well, because also I told her, like, it's kind of weird that you took him.
Yeah.
Because, like, that means he lived at the house for, like, 8 years.
Oh, yeah, because when growing up, and then when she moved out, she's like, I'll take him.
Yeah,
because
I think she said freshman year she didn't have him, but after
because
that
of the dorms,
she did.
Yeah. And then she's like, I'm going to bring him back.
Because, yeah.
And then he moved into this house. Mm-hmm.
And, like, this was the best house for him, which was nice, too.
Because
also
other
he had
cats.
Other cats, and he had space.
God, I've never lost an animal that I've, like, that's been mine.
Your cats were very passive when you were a kid. And they were also old from the start.
Yeah, they were my stepdad's cats, and, like, I just had to take care of them. They were fine. Frank and Barbara.
See, I don't even remember Barbara.
Barbara died first, but again, wasn't my cat. And then Frank was cool, but he was an old man.
He was like in his 20s.
Yeah, he was a very old man.
Where you're like, please die.
And then he died when I was in elementary school, so it wasn't really my cat. And then they never really had an animal. Mm-hmm. I mean, my sister had like a guinea pig that ended up having breast cancer and dying.
What?
Which is insane. Yeah.
How do they even test that?
I don't know.
Because also, I can't imagine bringing a guinea pig into a vet. I mean, I've never had one.
Yeah, my sister loved it.
Yeah.
Her name was Sarah.
Okay. Like, I can't picture, like, noticing that a guinea pig's off.
She would take it out of the cage all the time. I don't know. But that also, I think that was when I was not at home. Like, I was already moved out, so I think she was, like, in high school or something.
Okay.
But, like, I've never really had. And then, like, all the cats that I've had that I've gotten. Mm-hmm. Like your two cats we got when we lived together, and then you took them.
Yeah.
And then I got a cat with one of my ex-girlfriends, and then she took that cat.
Yeah.
So I've never really had like a cat, which I do really want to get a cat, but now like, I don't even want to think about it because it's set. Because it happens, animals die.
Later, yeah. And like.
That sucks.
But that's why it's important for like kids to have pets too, is that's a good way to learn about
death.
You got really that or you got grandpa.
Yeah, but you can. cats you bond with, mm-hmm. and like you really
there.
Yeah, and they love you unconditionally. Well, just not cats, just animals in general, mm-hmm. like dogs and stuff. And
yeah, because I've lost a handful of animals. Like,
you've gone through a lot of fucking.
Yeah, because the most traumatic thing that happened to me was when Harlow died.
Yeah,
because you and I were on a trip together with your ex girlfriend.
Yeah, it was a great trip.
It was, yeah. It was my senior trip.
Yeah,
like it was between senior year and freshman year of college.
We went on a week road trip.
Yeah, and I just quit my job, and like I was getting up, gearing
just
up.
Just graduated high school.
Yeah, and on the day my car broke down, I get a text from or a call from my mom telling my dog died.
Yep.
And it was just
we were like in fucking
Missouri.
We were fucking way out.
Maybe Wisconsin?
Ways away is away.
Yeah, like we were gone.
Because we started the trip with doing Tough Mudder mm-hmm. in Twin Cities, I think.
Yeah, it was Tough Mudder, then it was Warped Tour.
And then we went to Warped Tour, and then we went to Milwaukee
for a Panic of the Disco concert.
So we were all over the place, and then we went to House on the Hill or House on the Rock.
Yeah, and that's in Illinois.
So we were driving all over the place.
That was a good road trip.
Yeah, that's it. We drove a lot.
Yeah, and then my car broke down halfway through.
So then we were stuck.
And that cost like $900 to fix, which was all of the money I got for my like
graduation
yeah. party. Yeah. And then my dog died. And then I had to get into a tent with my two idiot friends.
And we were just having sex.
Yeah. It was awful.
Yeah, I'm sorry about
that. Yeah. But also none of us
were 18.
Yeah, yeah, none of us were capable of handling that shit.
But like that's a tough one because you had that dog for your entire life, right?
That was my dog. She was probably like 8 or 9, so like old for a big dog.
Yeah, it was a massive dog because I never met your first dog, mm-hmm. Baron, but I met
you would have seen him. I think he died when I think I was in middle school, so maybe not.
So I don't think I was going over to your house.
Maybe not.
I don't think we were friends yet.
He might be died like freshman year, which would have been before.
But I remember Harlow. Harlow was massive.
Mm, she was the best.
She would just sit at the top of the stairs.
Yep.
And then every time she'd go down the stairs, it was just loud.
Yeah, it was like thunder.
Holy shit.
God, and it's the stairs that killed her too.
Oh, really?
It was actually right before we left on the trip. It was the night we tested the tent.
Oh, I remember that. Wait.
She...
lawnmower outside.
She was at the top of the stairs on the landing and she stretched and pushed off against the wall and tumbled down the stairs.
Oh my God.
And then she was okay.
She would sit up there all the time. Mm-hmm.
She just fell asleep with her back to the stairs and just stretched. She pushed me down those stairs once.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But she was all right.
She was okay. Yeah. She's like shaking up a little, but like nothing seemed wrong. And then I think just that week you could kind of tell she was off. Yeah.
That sucks.
I don't know what actually like killed her.
I mean, big dogs are tough because they just have a lot of health problems in general and they don't last as long. And
like, I'm surprised like her bones didn't break too. Cause big dogs have thinner bones because they grow so fast.
Because they grow so fast. And you were telling me your first dog died of a common
stomach turn,
which is wild. I've never heard of that.
Cause that's what I believe happens to Marley and me. It's like, I think he had access to his food and he just ate as much as he could.
And then it
literally twists inside.
And then you just die?
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, I think so.
Jesus.
And if you can't twist it back, then it's done.
Fuck. And then that sucks. And mm-hmm. that's a common problem with big dogs.
Yeah, because Harlow, since she was a big dog, I know we had her stomach stapled or something. Like she had surgery at a young age to keep her stomach in place. Yeah.
That's weird that it can turn like that.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that
works. If it's just too loose or something and if you throw weight in it, twists.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
I guess if you put shoes in a washing machine, it fucking throws it all off.
Yeah.
And it can get it. That's just what I pictured in my head.
Shoes in a washing machine.
There's the stomach. But losing a pet's tough.
It sucks. And it's very weird in the house now too.
Yeah. Cause it's been, so we're now recording this on a Monday cause it happened on a Monday.
Yeah.
So it's been two days.
Yeah.
And it feels weird to me and I didn't really know him.
And he wasn't even that. He was just usually in a box somewhere.
No, yeah, because he didn't really.
He was a lazy fat cat.
Yeah, he didn't really hang out. I didn't really know him well. Mm-hmm. I barely would pet him because he wasn't
around. Especially it took him a while to get used to you because he used to hide anytime someone came over.
But then he slowly got used to me, and I would pet him occasionally. Mm-hmm.
But he was just there.
Yeah, he would just coexist. And now it is weird because it's like now you only have three cats. Mm-hmm. It is wild. You had four cats though.
That's, sure. One because I told you we're not going to get another cat right now or a dog. We're not going to get a trauma pet.
Yeah.
We're going to get through this and we're going to handle it and we'll see.
But we're allowed to feel it.
Yeah. Cause that was a big thing too, just because she kept being I don't know what to do. I'm just feel it. This is grief.
Yeah. And this is, your first.
She's lost a grandfather. I think that was pretty rough, but like.
Pets are different.
Pets are. I'm sure kids are the worst.
Yeah, losing a kid, yeah.
Kid, like couple, sibling, parent, then probably pet. But still,
pets on the list, especially if you had it for 15 years.
Yeah.
You had it for over 2/3 of your life.
Yeah.
And especially like the growth period and like mm-hmm. you go from being a child to a full grown adult.
Married, yeah.
Yeah. And the cat grows with you.
Yeah, like I'm glad. Because we were always worried it would happen like when she was pregnant or something, and then that would just ruin everything.
Yeah, we weren't talking about it like recently, yeah. But we've talked about it occasionally. Just like, this day's gonna come because it was the oldest of the four,
and like he's always been fat and he's always been weird, and like I was like, at my job, so I told my coworkers about what happened
because you were like, I gotta leave work.
Yeah, two of them asked like, oh, what happened? I was like, well, like this. And, you know, like, he was really fat and he was really old. And then I look up and I just see an overweight man and an 80-year-old man. I'm just like, ooh, sorry. They were both just like, uh-huh.
It's kind of funny.
It was really funny.
Because you're just like, I'm talking about an animal.
Yeah. And then my other coworker was like, yeah, I'm sorry about that. How many of you got left, though? I'm like, three. He's like, you probably got a while then. I'm like,
Jesus.
Not how it works, but just, I'm just.
It is going to.
Because that's how old they were, like 10 and 3. Is like, yeah, you got time. I'm like, hopefully.
Don't fucking remind me. Yeah. It is fucking.
Oh, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. I know. When Sid and Nancy died.
I'm going to lose my mind too. And you know him, like, you know him way more than me. But
yeah. But like, you see him every week.
I see him every week. Sid is the fucking best.
Well, yes, you're Sid's favorite person.
Yeah. Every time I come over, he fucking freaks out.
Yeah, no, I really hope Sid reaches like elderly age.
And he's just blind.
I want him to be blind, have those weird like tumor things that aren't cancerous. Kind of like I'm Don's old cat.
Oh, yeah, where it's just like...
Jesus. Like, it's like, just a little fucked up cat.
But it's still kicking.
He's still happy.
And he's still happy. Yeah, and you just give him love.
As long as he can ask for pets, I'm good. No, like, I really do hope Sid goes blind in his old age just because he's a weird fucking dude.
God, one of my friend's cats that died probably about a year ago. She was such a good cat. She was a tiny cat, but she would like come on you and you'd pet her a lot and then she'd just sneeze in your face all the time. And it was like, cause she always had a runny nose and it was like disgusting.
Just horrible.
But
cat.
I was like, oh, you're so sweet though. And I was like, you're going to die though. And then, but I think that one got ran over.
Jesus. Okay. Yeah.
Cause she lives on a farm, you know? So it's like,
ooh,
that's what's wild about farm animals.
In better news, we did find out that our alley cat is still alive.
Oh shit. Okay. That's good.
Cause we have had an alley cat. He's been around for, I think, 2 years now, which is the longest alley cat we've had, and he does have an owner, and we've met her.
Okay, yeah,
because she put out like we keep finding like his collars in our backyard, and he was gone for a while.
So it's just an outdoor cat that someone owns.
She took him in. He was just an outside cat, and then
now she's.
It's like if we kept letting Charlie out, but we kept him in. But he had been gone for a while, and she had put out notes, and we mentioned like, hey, he comes around our yard a lot. We haven't seen him though.
Yeah.
And then there was a cat that got run over. So still tragic. And we all kind of assumed it was him. Turns out she found him. I guess, I don't know if he just came home someday and just turns out he was stuck somewhere because he lost a lot of weight, but he's back and he's out. So we're very happy about
you're
that.
You're like, okay, only one cat death, please.
Yes, because that happened like 2 weeks ago that we found out he had gotten run over. But yeah, it turns out he hasn't, which is good.
God, yeah, outdoor cats are...
No, I mean, I wish you would take him inside because like
I do like that some of them enjoy the freedom and they can do whatever they want, but they're going to have a better, longer life inside. We already talked about like the average lifespan.
It's like a couple months or like 2 years versus 20 years.
Versus
like that.
Yeah, which is insane. It's like,
I guess not 20 is the average, but still, but it's like
dramatically different.
And also they're horrible for the environment.
Yeah.
Because they kill for fun. Is the issue.
They're just going around because they like to play and then they overplay.
Decimate, the bird population.
Yeah, I remember one of Wes's cats at his old place got out somehow and it was not an outdoor cat and he like freaked out and they couldn't find him and he got stuck in between like the dumpster and the trash can and a rock.
Jesus.
Yeah. And like he was stuck there like overnight just, and then they finally found him and luckily he was still alive. But I was like, that's terrifying.
Because one time early on, we left our front door open.
Oh shit.
And I think Sid and Nancy got out. Sid was just on the sidewalk and we yelled at him. He just ran right in. But Nancy, the issue with her is she will explore, but then she'll hide.
She'll panic and then hide in like a because she hid in your fucking basement and mm-hmm. was in the,
she got up
she got
in the ceiling.
The walls yeah. in the ceiling, and it's just like
she did that at my parents' place too. But yeah, when we found her, she was between the garage and the fence.
Oh my
and
god!
Like, why the fuck would you go? Why would you leave?
Yeah, and then you get stuck, yeah. and then we have to find you.
But then Oreo one time. Izzy left, and I picked him up to go say goodbye to her, and I took a step outside, pissed all over me, like he had zero interest in being outside.
Just immediately got scared of me.
Yeah. No, we had put him, like, kind of, like, on the stoop once, and he pissed immediately. Like, he had zero interest.
He's like, I'm having it.
Yeah, because that's what I always told Izzy. He does exactly what he wants to do. It's just he doesn't want to do a lot.
Yeah, he's just a lazy cat.
He went to all of his spots, yeah, and he would cycle through them.
He'd sit in the sun. Mm-hmm. He would just eat his food when he would beg for his food, because mm-hmm. You can't leave food out. Other cats, you leave food out. You couldn't leave food out for him because he'd eat it.
Because our big issue is we can't leave plastic out now because Charlie's big on that lately.
Well, he's a trash cat.
Yeah, but like literally we had a trash bag or like a Hy-Vee bag. And Izzy pulled, he was chewing on it and he was kind of at like the base of the handle of it. She pulled the entire handle out of his throat. Jesus. Just like, what the fuck
so
are you doing?
You can't even leave. Man, that's so like.
No, we wake up constantly from him just.
Yeah, you got to be careful about leaving like chip bags out and like. Because that happens a lot here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn.
Nancy's big issue is if you leave a loaf of bread out, she'll eat through the plastic to eat the bread. And Sid doesn't
a fucking raccoon.
Yeah. Sid doesn't do anything wrong.
Sid doesn't do anything.
No. He's just annoying.
He's just a little spaz ball that acts like a little kitten. Man.
He scratched the back of my ear the other day. It bled so much. I get why Trump was covered in blood from that little wound. Like, he just like caught
him with a bullet.
Yeah, but barely.
Okay. Did you like pick him up?
Yeah, and then he
out?
Just...
I mean, I picked him up about a year ago and he scratched my fucking
eyelid. Yeah, that was a bad one.
And I was like, oh shit. I was like, I'm just trying to.
Yeah.
You know me.
And his claws are fucking daggers. Yeah, but.
Losing pets are tough.
Yeah, it was weird. Because also, like, when we got home, I was like, all right, I guess I'll go dig a hole.
Yeah, because, like, dude, and it happened so fast.
Mm-hmm, and we had him in, like, a bag. Like, a nice, like, zip up cloth bag. But, like, I just put him on the table outside and then we're like, I don't want to leave him out. Like, it's weird.
It's weird because he's just, the body's just there and then you're digging a hole.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, fuck.
And like, you're not supposed to dig a hole on your own property, which is annoying, but like.
That's where, dude, everybody that I know, when they have a pet die, they bury it in their yard.
I know my parents.
Everybody that I know.
My parents said if they die and we don't take the house, just to take all the gravestones out of our pet cemetery and
don't
tell anyone.
They have like actual.
And like,
stuff down.
I'll get Oreo something. I don't know what. Yeah. I know we're going to get like a.
Just a little something.
Like a cement of all of his paw prints or something like that, but probably not that because we'll probably want to keep that inside.
Yeah,
so
that would
get ruined.
But just something to be like, this is the spot.
Because also, that would be weird if we lost the spot. I'm just like, oh.
It's in this general area.
Yeah. Because also, like, what happens when the next cat dies and I don't want to hit fucking bones.
Yeah. And also, you hit a bag.
Yeah.
That's
I don't know
weird
how long the
never,
bag stays.
Yeah, that's weird because I guess I remember we burying my cats when I was younger, but I don't remember much about the process or like if there was a bag or anything, or I don't even remember how they died.
Because Sophie was in a shoebox.
Oh yeah, I forgot you had a cat.
I had three cats growing up.
Holy shit,
we had
really?
Sophie, Elsa, and Emmett. You must remember Emmett.
I remember Emmett, yeah.
Because Sophie was the...
I remember Sophie. Yeah. Dude, I didn't realize you had two dogs and three cats.
Yeah, we had five.
Holy
and
shit.
And that was like the pet.
That's
so, yeah.
a lot. Two big dogs and three cats.
Yeah, Sophie, Elsa, and Emmett. Sophie was like a brown cat. Elsa was a black cat. Emmett was like kind of orange and like peachy. And then Baron was a lab and Harlow was a mastiff. Yeah. And I know when Sophie died, she was the first of them. And she died younger than she should have.
Dude, what happened? Do you remember?
I think she had a tumor on her heart or something.
Jesus.
Because her, it's when she was good for a long time. Then all of a sudden, like if something spooked her or something. I remember one time it happened where she jumped on a cardboard box, but she thought like... where like the lid hung over that she could stand on
she
that and
it was,
fell through.
It was stable, yeah.
And like she fell like a couple inches or whatever, but then she like stopped and then her paw went up like that. And like,
what the fuck?
She did that for probably a while. Cause it was whenever she was having like an episode is how we treated it. Then you just take her, you put her somewhere comfy and she'd calm down and be fine.
That's kind of like a seizure. Is that what?
I don't know what it was, but like something was pressing on something and it was having a weird effect on her.
Yikes.
Yeah, and like I know she got put down. We put her in a box. Elsa lived to like she was like a 19-year-old cat. She was the black cat.
Yeah,
I know when she was like 16, she finally got let outside in the backyard, and she'd go hunt. Didn't have front claws, but
that's
would still
insane.
Kill bunnies.
And
yeah,
just, yeah, and just have fun. I think I remember that era.
Mm-hmm. It's when my mom got really into gardening out in the backyard. She would come out there, and I don't know what how she died.
I mean, that's 19, 20.
Yeah,
that's
no, like, it was okay that she died.
Yeah, that's when it's like, damn, also, you've had a life.
She was also the last of them, which was weird.
Whoa, okay.
But I guess Emmett, I don't know, because Emmett moved off with my sister.
Oh, okay.
That was her
cat.
Was
that your sister's cat?
Yeah. Which you would have met Emmett.
Yeah, I think I remember meeting him.
Because I guess he was probably because he was the last one we got to. But like, he was the longest.
And now I just know of
Hattie.
Hattie.
Who sucks.
Hattie's always sucked.
Hattie always sucked.
Did your mom even like her?
She's fine. And like, literally my mom. So
she's just a tiny little annoying dog.
So my parents like go on trips a lot, and Hattie always goes to stay with my sister's friend, Katie, who you've probably met before. Yeah. And Hattie loves it there. And like, they have a kid, and she's really good with the kid, but she's not good with like my niece and nephew. But she's good with this baby.
What the heck?
So my mom is like seriously concerned, like, do we just give it to her? And my dad's like, no, it's our dog.
Because we're like, we don't like her. And
my dad likes her, but like, she's not a good dog. Like, she doesn't like help.
No, it's just a little dog.
Who's like, very selfish and all about her and just annoying and like kind of gross.
Does your sister have any pets?
Yeah, my sister has three cats.
Damn.
Or my middle sister has three cats.
Okay.
And one of them should have been dead a long time ago. That's like how cats are too, though, is you kind of just expect them.
Either they'll either last forever or it's just like so sudden.
And this one, so they had, her and her husband got a cat when they were like dating in college.
Yeah.
And that was like their cat. This cat was horrible. It was from a hoarder house. It was too small.
Ugh,
it was disgusting. It smelled bad. And I know they at one point got another cat named Arthur to be like her friend. And then she died.
Yikes.
And then I think Arthur, I don't know if they found out that Arthur had health issues before or after she died, but he's like real fucked up. Like, they have to give him two shots a day.
Oh my God.
And like, he is miserable. He's pissed off. He's a horrible
cat. He's just
an
angry cat.
He's an asshole. Like, he will just hiss if he sees you. And like, she says he has nice moments, but like, he's not in pain. He's just pissed off all the time.
Angry cats are kind of funny though.
Yeah, no, it's hilarious. And so then they were going to get another cat for him to hang out with. But they're like, well, he's going to die soon, so let's get two. So they got two black cats, and then they got giant. They're both giant cats. And then the third cat is still alive. And they're just like, fuck, now we have three cats. And they don't want
three. Are they good with your niece and nephew?
They're fine.
Okay.
The other two cats are kind of just like nothing. Like, they just like are there.
Okay, so your niece and nephew like don't really care about him, or like.
I don't know. Like, they think it's they had to tell him that hissing is nice. For this cat, because he's around all the time, and they don't want him to know that like he's so mad at them all the time. Yeah. Yeah. And then my other sister, after her cat died, I think she was without one for a while, but then she found like two in a gutter.
Oh damn.
Yeah, so those are her cats.
Yeah, so those are her cats.
Just shit like that.
Animals, dude.
But I would say
it is worth it.
And like, that's
really,
why
I do
it
really,
sucks so
I do
much.
Really want to get one.
I think you should get a cat. Yeah. I think that'd be really good for you. And like, I really want a dog too.
I mean, you have a house now.
Yeah, and like, I would love like a downtown dog, something I take on walks.
Yeah.
That would be really nice.
But you live close enough that you could do it. And like that, our area in downtown, there's so many dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's like, because our buddy who owns the coffee shop, like they have a dog section. Like, I want a downtown
dog. That'd be really cool. Mm-hmm. Would you get a big dog?
Probably medium.
Medium, yeah.
Not too big.
I just don't know much about dogs. I didn't grow up with any dogs.
Sure.
So, like,
it's
dogs kind of scare me.
I mean, it's different because also they're, like, some of them only lived to, like, eight.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
They are way different than cats.
Yes. And they're expensive and their food is a lot. And, like, they take up space.
And they're loud.
Yeah. And, like, you have to let them outside or they'll shit on your floor. And if you shit on the floor like them, it will ruin your floor.
Yeah. And then also, if you have cats, you got to make sure that they get along and like all that shit.
Yeah, that's why
cats and dogs can be kind of.
That's why I want like a medium dog, and like I want the cats to kind of be in charge over it. Like, I'm hoping like Charlie will beat the shit out of a dog.
Yeah, just like I love when a cat smacks a dog. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, hey, you listen to me, buddy.
And like usually the dog respects it. But I would say the most accurate representation of like kind of how this grief feels. And I was talking to Izzy about it today. I guess I don't know. Have you seen The Muppet Christmas Carol?
Yeah, I watched it this Christmas.
Okay,
yeah.
It's the second Christmas, the one where Tiny Tim's dead.
Oh, shit.
And the way the family is like interacting, that I think is the most accurate depiction of what it kind of feels like.
Or it just kind of feels like you're...
There's just a hole, and like you feel almost like guilty of like, because what... the name of the game is distraction at this point.
Oh, 100%.
It's just trying to enjoy something.
You're just trying to get through the day. And like
Like, we can laugh still and like we'll have like a good time, but then once it calms down you're just like fuck,
because then you're like, oh,
he's still
yeah
dead.
He's still gone, like it yeah. That's one thing that you don't really get over, you did it just gets better,
it gets easy, it yeah gets that's easier. What I told yeah. is like, yeah, we gotta feel it, like we're not gonna like I told, like we're not gonna take shots because we're sad, like yeah. we're not gonna do any of that, like, because
we're allowed to process it, we're allowed to feel
well
it.
It's just like, this is such a big deal for you that you have to feel this, like I'm sorry. And it's because she keeps like asking like, what do I do? I'm like, just cry, just like that's it,
just yeah, just exist
and, yeah, because that's what he meant,
yeah, and give and yeah think about him, give him yeah. give him honor. I mean, it is tough, man. Because
also he was the worst cat.
I know,
he
like
was so gross
four, yeah. He smelled.
Yeah, like I was bummed. When he got into bed, I was pissed off because we take up so much space and I just knew there'd be a chunk of the bed that smells because he couldn't bathe himself.
Yeah, and then also like I would pet him occasionally, but it didn't feel good to pet him.
No, because he'd yell at you the whole time.
And then
yeah.
like he was kind of greasy. Yeah. Like it was like.
And his skin was, we always thought that would be an issue, is that like his skin felt loose. Like that it was like. Kind of like a
still
good,
sucks. Still
like
sucks,
a good set of ribs where it falls off the bone. It kind of felt like that's what was happening with him. It wasn't like they didn't mention that, but it was just like you'd pet his spine. And you're like, oh, that's I'm petting a skeleton, but also you're fat.
But he's so fat,
and so I don't know what's happening. Or like we'd have to shave him because he wouldn't take care of himself. So then he'd just be this gross. Like
God, when you guys shaved him, he looked
a pile of skin.
He looked so funny, and horrible. He was so embarrassed.
He was so mad. Yeah. But like, I think 2 days before he died, it was really cold out, so our heat came back on.
Oh yeah, because it was freezing.
And then
yeah.
he
fucking snowed.
Yeah, we found him on like the heat vent.
Oh,
like,
that's
that
nice.
Was
yeah.
like in his last days. Same with like I saw him at the window. Like he was still able to do stuff.
Yeah, and like
when he got wet food, which he freaked the fuck out
and
about.
Like, when he did suffer, it was like literally only for like what, a day.
I mean, the moment
or like less.
Like
than.
He had been sick for a little bit, but the moment, because I kept telling Izzy this, like, hey, you were a good pet owner. You noticed yeah. the, because.
Yeah, because you got him to the vet really quick.
Well, she got the appointment the second day we noticed who's acting kind of weird. And like, I had to downplay it a little bit, but I could tell that something was off too. But she's like, I think he's dying. I'm like, he'll be okay. Like, he's hanging out, like, because there's no point in both of us.
Yeah,
but like, yeah. I kind of figured
you
it was
know.
It too.
I mean, it's wild because like, it happened this Monday and then last Monday I was here and everything was fine, you know? So it was like.
Yeah, he was maybe a little off then,
like maybe he was wheezing a little bit, but also he was I was like, he's a fat cat that
and
doesn't
like also
move it.
Like maybe he has a hairball or something, like, yeah, it's like he would yeah. do like little coughs and get over it and we're like, ah, that's weird, so like let's watch him.
But then yeah, it just happened. God, that sucks.
Yeah, and it always does.
Yeah,
and like
it's just a void that doesn't, it's just a void now.
And I always just wish a cat would just drop dead. Like if Sid, when he's like 18, if he could just tip over and just be gone, perfect.
That's what happened to Wes's cat.
Really?
Yeah. Like literally, like, dude. So like Wes had this cat for a long time, and like a few months ago he died, which sucked because he called me in the middle of the night to like let me know.
Yeah.
But like he was like, they were in bed and he was acting weird, but he was still like hanging out. And then all of a sudden, like, I think they left the bedroom and then came back and he was just dead on the ground. And they were like,
what the fuck?
And they were like, what the fuck? But I'm like, that's the best way
that's
to go.
Ideal. Yeah.
Like, where you're just like, all right, I give up.
That's how I
want
to die.
Yeah.
I just want dead.
Yeah.
Go
just
on.
Fuck it. And then someone finds you.
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah. I want to ruin someone else's day.
Yeah, and he's got a noose around his neck. Didn't
he's
make
just
it
trying
that,
something.
Didn't make it that far, I guess. Yeah. Well, cheers to Oreo.
Yeah, to Oreo.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Cheers to all the pets that we've loved that have passed on.
God, fuck all the ones that are gonna.
I know, but
it's terrifying.
It's worth it.
Yeah, it is, and it sucks, but it is.
I mean, people die. We're gonna die.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Because I will say, this kind of stuff always gives me such a new perspective on the idea of permanence.
Yeah, you text me that, like, it's just
like nothing is permanent except for death. Like, that's the only guarantee.
Gone forever. Yeah.
And just like, yep, this was the end. And now time still goes.
And all you have is memories and photos and videos.
And it's, yeah, and that's weird. And like, the fact that we're going to die too is weird.
Yeah, and then people can watch this.
That's true. Do you think
somebody
has to, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, just probability wise. As long as we keep it, we might have to move it onto the next like platforms in the future. Like when we're 80 and they come out with a new streaming, we're like, well, we got to get Moist Monday on there because we're still doing it.
Here's episode 2062.
It'll be way more than 2000. Because there's no reason to not do this forever.
Yeah, and just every 6 months, just a sad episode. We lost another one today. God. We're in the nursing home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the hope, is that we can do this in a nursing home.
God, that's going to be kind of a gross life, though. People are podcasting in the nursing home.
Yeah, it'll be horrible because no one's going to listen.
And we're just like, we both have dementias and we're just repeating the same shit.
I mean, we're going to do that next year.
Yeah, that's true. But then like, we're so old that we're holding the microphones, we're wearing the headphones, but nothing's recording.
Sure. And we're just not plugged in.
We're just not putting it anywhere. We're just like, this is what we do now. But this is the Moist Monday podcast. This has kind of been a long downer intro.
Yeah.
But that's what life is. Let's get moist.
Welcome to the Moist Monday Podcast.
Welcome back to the Moist Monday Podcast.
It's time we're getting moist with tears.
Yeah, hopefully you guys are doing well.
Hopefully your pets are alive.
Yeah, if you have pets,
freaking must be nice. Give them.
He's got three more. I have none.
Yeah, yeah. As my coworker said,
you got three more.
Yeah,
you got time. Fine. You got plenty of time. It's so fucked. Like, is this like, who I think it was?
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, and I was just like, I don't even want him to talk to me about this because I know he'll have a weird take on it.
Well, he just doesn't. He's autistic.
Yeah.
Like, he just doesn't.
Well, because also he's
he
going,
means well, but.
Because he's going on a work trip, and I was like, and like, I wish I would have gone on that work trip because I wanted to open the bar, but. And he was like, I wish it was you too. I was like, yeah, but after this week, I wouldn't have gone. Like, I would have just said no. And he's like, why? I'm like, because I killed my cat yesterday. He's like, nah. Okay.
Yeah, and I want to be home
like,
with
he got
my
a
wife.
Little annoyed by me having an excuse. So I'm like, either way, I'm not going. Because also my sister's wedding is this weekend.
Yeah, so luckily, so next weekend will be a lot happier of an episode. Because we're both going on small little trips. You're leaving today. I leave tomorrow for mine.
And we both really fucking
need
it.
Yeah, like, so you've been dealing with that. I've been dealing with a lot of family issues lately that have been like so heavy.
Yeah.
And it's just like
my stuff is light compared to
you lost an animal.
That's
like
true,
I haven't lost anybody, but it's
but
like
you're
it's,
dealing with real shit right now too. So also sorry for last week. We missed our first Moist Monday.
We didn't miss hopefully it's out. we didn't miss the week.
We had an episode recorded and edited.
It's just been my computer. So I've been doing a lot of family shit, so I was super late in editing and all that stuff. But then when I've been trying to export it in Premiere, my computer kept crashing. And I was like, are you fucking serious? It's already a couple days late and I can't.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God. And then I'm already like, I've been slacking on all my responsibilities lately because I've been dealing with so much shit.
Because you have other responsibilities.
Yeah, because I've been dealing with like heavy shit. And then also in dealing with that, I've been maybe drinking too much.
Yeah.
But you know, whatever. We'll get through it. It's just been a lot. Couple weeks, so I'm really excited to go away for a couple days.
Yeah,
it'd be nice for you to go away for a couple days.
Yeah,
just to gonna be nice to just
because this past month has been weird for both of us too because I've been gone so much.
Yeah, it's just
I was gone 8 days.
It literally feels like it feels like I'm in a fever dream, dude. Yeah. Like it's just like it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've been trying to go to work. It's just life's weird right now, and I think things are getting better. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
We're just taking it day by day, moment by moment, but we're getting through it.
So what you got going on this weekend?
So this weekend, I mean, I've talked about it every year around this time on the podcast. I'm going up to Milwaukee. What does Alice Cooper say?
Milwaukee.
Going up to Milwaukee for the Midwest Gaming Classic, which is a gaming convention, but I'm only going on Saturday.
Okay.
So the rest of the time, we're leaving Thursday and we're coming back Sunday. The rest of the time, we're going to my buddy Dan's house.
Mega Dan.
He's a good gamer. Check him out if you like video games.
Owner of what website?
Owner of DestroyMyAss.com.
Yeah. That's
right. Search that website. It takes you to his YouTube channel.
I love that. I respect that so much.
I think he's another one that's very similar that also takes it.
Because
also he's for a domain.
Because he's the man who will comment insane things on people's Instagrams. But if you click on his profile, it's like him and his kids.
I know.
Right?
Like it's his public profile with him and his photos of his kids.
He's just like, oh, I can't wait until you fuck me in my ass.
You've got like on famous people's photos and it's like, damn, you're hot as hell. You want to fuck? And it's just like,
and it'll just be a dude, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's always a dude. It's so funny.
Just a weird thing he enjoys.
But I'm so excited because it's gonna. We have no agenda besides the gaming convention.
Yeah, because you're not working the convention this time.
No,
right?
Yeah, we're just going as guests, and I don't even know if we're gonna stay the full day because it's okay. Only like about an hour from where he lives. So we're gonna get there at open, nice. Hang out, do a few laps, talk to people.
Do you have any like official thing planned, or are you just going to hang out?
So we're just gonna go and hang out and watch wrestling and play video games and drink at Dan's. Our goal is to beat some 4-player games.
Okay.
Like our top of our list, Left 4 Dead 2 4-player.
Great game.
Because about a year ago, Dan came to visit us and we beat the first one 4-player.
Nice.
And dude, doing it 4-player, two people on two screens.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking fun.
Who's your fourth? Is it one of his buddies or do you got another person?
Our buddy Newland.
Okay. Yeah, usually goes with you guys.
Yeah, so he's coming with us. It's just going to be fun because like literally no responsibilities, no agenda. Mm-hmm. It's like, go to bed when you want to, sleep when you want to, wake
drink
up
when you want,
drink when you want to. Literally, we're just being in his basement, in his game room. He has like multiple TVs, nice. So we'll be doing some retro stuff, some modern stuff. I'm excited to get away.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
It'd be nice to just like take a break and then also be with other people and like distraction.
Yes, and just nice. Like not bringing any of your issues there. Yeah. Just have fun.
Yeah. Maybe talk about it if I'm feeling like it, but
sure.
I don't have to.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's just mostly just us because we're all immature, so it's just gonna be us.
I feel like that's not the most emotional support group.
Yeah, we're all immature, so we're just gonna be like talking about dick jokes and watching pro wrestling,
which is pretty good for a long weekend. That's so nice.
It's gonna be relaxing, and then you're freaking going to your sister's wedding.
Yeah, my oldest sister is getting married in Chicago this weekend, which is wild.
It's so insane. It's already here.
Yeah,
like we're just like, what the fuck?
That also means
6 months.
That also means like Izzy and I are married for six months,
insane.
Which is wild. Yeah.
What the where'd the time go?
Yeah. It sucks how fast time is moving.
But right now, time feels very
dragging,
weird.
Dragging, yeah.
Very strange. It's been going from, the weather's been fucking all over the board.
It snowed 2 days ago.
And then it was 75 the day before.
And then today it's kind of cold, yeah.
But the sun is out. It's just, I've been feeling like I'm in a fever dream lately.
Yeah, and like that's very much what this has felt like too, where it just kind of feels like a dream. Like where nothing seems permanent.
Yeah.
And then it's just weird when like in the wake of it, you're like, oh, no, that happened.
And you're just like, I just feel like I'm kind of going through the motions. Like when I'm at work, like I worked yesterday and I was in the kitchen. I just felt like, I was like, I don't feel like I'm fully here.
It's,
you know,
it's like
weird.
You take a step back from your eyes and you're viewing your own vision.
It's kind of third person-esque.
Like, it's like I'm seeing my own vision.
Yeah.
It's not that it's mine. It's that I'm in there.
And you're just like, I know I need to be doing this right now.
Yeah.
Not feeling it.
Even like your hands get like a little numb and shit. And it's like, well, I know I'm doing this because I see it. And technically I'm controlling it, but it's very much autopilot.
But it's autopilot for sure. Dude. It's life is fucking weird right
now. Which I'm sure is just a trauma response or whatever. 100%.
Like your brain is just trying to
like lessen everything.
Just like kind of just like not feel it so you can still get through it. And then
you just slow, like just it gets easier.
It slowly gets easier. But then sometimes, lately for me, like sometimes I'll just be taking a shower and then I'll just start crying.
Sure.
Like I'm just like, oh,
here it is.
Getting hit by it.
Yep. It found me.
Yeah. Because I've just been, you know, just going through the motions.
Well, because I was like, yeah, you got to stay strong for other people. Like where me, like I almost feel guilty for crying like around Izzy because it's like, but then also I'm like, well, it was my cat too.
Yeah. And he lived here. It was your cat.
I've known
dude.
Him for 5 fucking years.
That's a long time. Yeah, and it's a cat, so it's a roommate.
Yeah, I fed, like, yeah.
You fed him, you took care of him, you cleaned his litter box for 5 years.
Yeah, it's
that's a
weird.
Big dime.
And that's where I know I'm going to lose my goddamn mind when Sid or Nancy die.
Yeah, that's going to be.
Especially because I know Nancy, it's going to be horrible because she has not bad health, she just has weird health.
She has weird health.
There's that one time she had 5 buttholes. That sucked.
Yeah, that was weird where she was just leaking.
Yeah, and it just, and then she ate too much hair that she shit blood for a while.
Yeah.
And that sucked.
I could also picture her becoming old and mean.
Because
she is kind of bitchy.
I think she'll turn around when we have a kid. I think she'll really bond with a baby.
Oh, like where it's like, where's Nancy? Oh, in the crib.
Yeah.
Just hasn't left the crib.
Mm-hmm. And I think Sid will get really annoyed with the baby.
Yeah, Sid will fucking slap the baby. Well, and you gotta like keep Sid away.
I don't think he'll slap it. He'll just touch it. But his claws are always out. So he's just gonna puncture.
And you're just like,
stop.
And then you keep taking him away. And he's like, no, I want to be near it. And it's like, no, you're harming it.
Yeah. Because he'll pet you till you pet him. But he has claws.
Yeah. And he just loves too hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think he'll be really annoying. But I think Nancy could be a good one.
It's a weird time.
Yeah.
Hopefully everybody else is not having a weird time. Or maybe
you're all having a great time.
Or maybe it's, I mean, the world is weird right now too, on top of everything.
Dude, politics is so wild right now.
I don't even know what's happening in that.
One guy just did a 25-hour filibuster, Cory Booker, who is a guy, a politician I actually really like. I was hoping
Holy shit. What was he trying to
stop? Some Trump stuff.
25 hours?
Yeah. No, he stood up there and did a 25-hour speech.
Holy shit. Yeah.
And like, he said that he had a fast before, he didn't drink water. I assume he would wear a diaper during that. Like, I assume you'd have to or something.
Are you allowed to take recesses at all during...
Not during a filibuster. He was able to ask get questions asked of him after a certain time that could give him like people who tried to do a long question, so he could just be like,
just take a breather. Yeah. Oh my god, just talking nonstop.
Yeah, it's Cory Booker. He used to date Rosario Dawson.
Fuck.
Yeah, which is immediately just like, yeah, goddamn, dude. Yeah,
she's one of the hottest people in the world.
Yeah, no, I fucking love her. But and like, he did some really good stuff a few years ago politically, and I think he like half ran for president once, but he was out earlier. What?
Is he just like a councilman or like a
Senate or congressman? I never remember.
So did it work? Was he able to like,
I don't know, but either way,
I don't understand how filibusters work.
Me neither. Cause they're kind of weird. Cause it's just, you don't stop talking and then they can't vote on it. Cause like, I think what he did is he would go up, he'd do speeches, and then he would just read letters written to him.
Whoa. Yeah. I mean, that's the way to do it.
I mean, if you need
25 hours of straight talking though
and standing.
Oh, Jesus.
Can't do anything else but stand up there. Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
No, that's like, fucking impressive.
That's a moment where I was like, oh, I'm proud.
Yeah. Someone's like fucking trying to take action responsibly. Yeah, like,
so I hope he's the next president. I think he'd be a good one too. Cause also like, he's fun. Like, he was on Parks and Rec.
Oh shit. Okay. I'd
he was one of those, like when they went to like DC and they like actually talked to actual people.
Oh yeah.
He
cause she met Biden on the show.
So he was one of those too. So he's like fun and like more hip.
Oh hell yeah.
Like if him and Yang could do something, I'd be pretty pumped
and he's
about that.
Younger.
Younger. Yeah.
30, 40s.
And black. I think he's half black.
Hell yeah.
So like, yeah. So the record he broke was a 24-hour filibuster being against civil rights, or maybe pro-segregation. It was one of those. Like something to hurt black people, and he broke that record.
Good.
Yeah.
Someone filibustered that?
Yeah. Dude, white people are awful.
Jesus and Christ.
I've always been.
Yeah. But no, Let's start a podcast. Yeah.
So that's been a fun thing in politics. Also, Wisconsin Supreme Court Democrats won when Musk gave away $2 million to two Republican voters for voting. So like, he was straight up buying the election, but they still
You're
lost.
Allowed to do that?
No. He just did it.
What the fuck?
I mean, he held it where it was a conference where two people would win $1 million randomly, but also one of the people who won, it looks like, was maybe a leader of like a college Republican group. And you're just like, okay.
Jesus Christ.
But they still lost, so that's fun.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else is in the news. Yeah, here's stuff that Roberts missed.
Whew.
Luigi Mangione, they're pushing for the death penalty. That's annoying.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yep. Forgot about him, but yeah, he's still around.
No, and people still care. But also, I think like a school shooter took a plea deal so they wouldn't get the death penalty, but killed like, I think it was not a school shooter, someone who killed people in a parking lot, like 20 people, and he's not getting the death penalty.
That's why I don't understand the fucking legal system.
Well, I mean, it's all for show too.
Because they're making a fucking what's the word, example out of it.
Yeah,
and it's just like, but what are we doing?
Yeah, it's all weird, and people are like more so noticing like it's all for show, and it's really obvious now, which is weird.
I mean 2025, we're in a weird fucking time, but I think a lot of people are starting to notice like, oh, it's just a lot of things that are happening are distractions, just like, God, why do they keep fucking showing this or keep doing this?
And it's but
just
also like, the world is weird right now.
Yeah, yeah, fuck, dude.
Yeah, it's all bad.
I can't even pay attention to any of that stuff because I'm dealing with personal stuff, and it's just like, how do people keep up?
I don't
think you can.
No, and like the people miserable.
You gotta be exhausted.
Yeah, no, it sounds too miserable. Much. I mean, I remember when I had a coworker who was like my partner in the job, and he was like QAnon guy, and he would just tell me about all the stuff he's learning about. I'm like, I would literally have to kill myself if I truly believed everything you did.
Yeah. And like every day.
Yeah. And it just keeps going. And like, also like those like weird conspiracy people are so annoying because they're still really pro Trump, but where they're like, all the Democrats are pedophiles and they have like circuits and stuff. I'm like, you know, like Trump literally ran child beauty pageants where he wandered into the dressing. Like it's not even like hiding it. Seems like, oh, Epstein's Christ. A big thing. I'm like, yeah, we have actual video of Trump hanging out with Epstein. Like, I agree. Clinton probably was there and probably did some shitty stuff, and I'm against that.
Yeah.
But then, like, they turn a blind eye to, like, all of this stuff. It's so annoying.
They just pick and choose their battles. That's what I mean, that's what everybody does on each side. They pick and choose their battles, but it's like...
Democrats have gotten better at admitting when they're wrong, which is nice. Because I think that is nice.
There was a while where it was like, you guys are being too extreme.
Well, it's also, like, the idea, like, where they're like, yes, we want Kamala. Like, she was a shitty VP, and then Biden dropped out at the last second. We're like, well, now we have to do this. I'm like, no, that's the issue. Because also, everyone forgets, 2016, Bernie would have won if the DNC didn't fuck with it.
I know, that's what's so fucked is, like...
This is all the Democrats... Trump is the Democrats' fault, yeah, because they denied Bernie in the first place. He would have won, without question.
But that's why I don't understand, like, running for president. Like, if you want to... Anybody can run, but then you... A small council decides who's going to be the actual person.
I don't know if they were like literally supposed to, but I like that's where I get a little conspiracy where that's I do so think they chose Hillary.
Yeah, that's like, what it feels like.
Same with Biden. Like, yeah, I don't know.
They just go, here's the option. We're like, we don't want that.
Here's your piece of shit. Eat it.
Eat it. He's going to fall over on a bike.
That's where I'm hopeful for, like, it's like Obama. Hell yeah.
Obama's sick as fuck.
Badass. Hot. Yeah. Could speak.
Two fucking 8 years, baby.
Yeah. Back to back.
Back to back 8 years. Not we didn't need a 4 year break.
Four and a four.
Yeah.
But also Trump's really floating around the idea of running for a third term.
I thought that was not allowed.
It's not.
But I guess you're president, you can change it.
Yep.
I think we have had one president
during World War II.
Yeah, where we needed it.
Yes. Where it was not the time to switch power. So, and I remember my QAnon coworker was like saying Obama was going to start a war so he could stay in power, which he didn't. He also said prayer was going to become illegal because he was a Muslim. He's not. He's just like, he's literally just a Christian from Chicago. Like, they knew what church he went to. And then, like, they're all like, well, Trump's a Christian. I'm like, no, he buried his wife at a golf course.
Jesus.
Yeah. Because cemeteries get a bigger tax break.
Oh my God.
It's so funny.
We live in a fucking joke.
Insane.
What are we doing?
I don't know. But what are we doing? A podcast.
We're just trying to get through our day to day. And then this is on top of the day to day. Like, Jesus
it's
Christ.
So dumb. Everything's so dumb right now.
I did see, going back to like Elon Musk.
Yeah.
I was on a walk a couple days ago and I walked past a Cybertruck.
Huh? They're so stupid.
Dude, what the fuck?
I thought they were going to be cool when they first announced it. Then you see them in person. They look so stupid.
They look so stupid. And then someone sent me a video. It's so cool. There's some guy, like, I think it's on TikTok or something, that, like, he put a projector on his car, mm-hmm. and then he projects on the back of Cybertruck. Shitty things on the back of Cybertruck, and it's so funny. And it's just like, that's incredible.
Well, they're all,
it's just a,
they're also treating Tesla vandalism as terrorism.
Oh, yeah. Dude, also, I found out recently that Elon Musk is in the government.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's the one who's firing everybody.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, he's official?
Yeah, not voted, not American.
And yeah. He's just...
Yeah, and that's what...
Yeah, and then he's firing all the fucking state park people.
Because I think Republicans are going to figure out that that Trump gave them such a bad look that they might not recover from this for a while. But also, I don't know, most of the country's stupid.
Yeah, that is
true. It's weird. Sorry if you voted for Trump, but like, I don't like him. And that's just, we're just going to talk about our shit.
Hey, we're just talking about our beliefs here.
I also did not like Joe Biden or Kamala or Hillary.
It's been
really bad. And I'm tired of us a lot, like, being okay with it being really bad.
It's also annoying because it's like that. We didn't pick this.
No.
I mean, Trump, maybe some people picked him, but
I do believe he won the election.
Yeah, I think he won this time.
And it's because of what Joe Biden did at the end. Same with all this like abortion stuff. I'm sorry. It is Ruth Bader Ginsburg's fault. It is her fault 1,000%.
Oh, shit. I don't even know what you're talking about.
So like Roe v. Wade getting overturned, any Supreme Court justice stuff, a lot of it starts with her. And
oh,
it's her
shit.
Fucking fault because she would not step down. She wanted to die in office. Well, guess what? She died in office when a Republican was president. So he got to choose her replacement.
And then it got fucking.
And then I think he got two in there. So now it's like super tip. But like it was literally her. Like if you know you're not going to make it too much further, step down when someone you want to choose
your
replacement.
Yeah, so you can fill a spot that will fill
that you can respect. But like, no, like a lot of this is her fault, and people
sucks.
Are scared to say that too.
Damn, you're freaking dropping the heat.
I mean, I think I don't know. It's all weird. It's also Democrats were too like they're too whiny to win too. It's this, they didn't get better options. They just kept pointing a finger about how bad Trump was. Where I. Like, Biden was not the answer.
No, Biden.
Biden sucked.
He
was a weird, old, racist, homophobic.
I know, that's what's
probably
wild.
Pedophile.
I forget that he was bad.
Yeah, like.
But then also I forget about him in general because he did nothing.
Yeah. But like him, because he was
disappeared.
He was in politics. Yeah, he's gone. I don't think
he disappeared as president.
Yeah.
Remember that at the end?
Yeah.
He was gone.
Yeah, and he was really mad about it. There's one time when I think they were at a meeting and then Kamala started answering questions. He's like, I'm still president. I'm like, you're not, though.
Then do something.
Right, yeah. And
Jesus
God,
Christ.
Can you imagine if he would have ran again?
He's going to die.
Yeah. He might be dead at this point.
He looked like shit.
Yeah, he looked like the Crypt Keeper at the end.
I mean, Trump doesn't look even any better.
But he looks better.
Yeah, that's true. He doesn't look like he's on his deathbed, but he's still old as fuck.
Doesn't look good.
Doesn't look good.
God, he did a big thing of complaining about his portrait because it looks like shit, which I do think... I think he has reason to complain, but it's also really funny for him to complain.
Someone like drew his portrait.
Yeah.
Like for the White House?
His official portrait looks really dumb. It's really funny.
I don't think I've seen it.
It just doesn't look like him and he's mad about it. But also like, it's not like he looks good.
No, he's a cartoon character.
Yeah. And he's always been, and just somehow he became president. Like it's weird.
Twice.
It's weird watching like 90s shows where he's like a throwaway joke.
Oh, 100%.
Where like also like he...
Because he was a celebrity.
And he was like a bad person, but it was kind of fun that he was a bad person.
Yeah, because he's just like, oh.
Yeah, he's a douchebag. He's supposed to be. That's like his character. And like, we were all okay with that. And then he ran for president and won.
And he's won again.
That's so wild. He got shot.
What are we doing?
I don't know. Nothing good.
What a weird time.
But you know what we need to be doing?
Talking about music.
Yeah.
It's time for Bracket Busters and Brews. All right, welcome back to Bracket Busters and Brews, probably the most positive discussion of
yeah, when dead pets to politics.
Yeah, of today's episode. We're starting round one. This is round one of round one. We're gonna have four round ones based on how the brackets work.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. This is gonna take months.
Yeah, no, it's gonna take months. So today we're gonna talk about 22 songs. We got 11 mashups today. If you guys are following along with the bracket, there are some songs on here that gets buys. So like the first one up is Monkey Wrench, but that gets a buy.
Oh, okay. Yes. I didn't look at the bracket. Okay.
So that gets a buy. So the first matchup we got here is Another Round versus Let It Die, a song off of In Your Honor, and then a song off of Echo Silence, Patience and Grace. So Another Round off of In Your Honor. This is a song that's over 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. I've noticed a lot of Foo Fighters songs are longer.
Like 4.5 minutes.
4.5 minutes.
I'm just like, cut a minute off.
Yeah.
And also they have a minute to cut off. Yeah. Easy.
They could do it. This is a slower song of In Your Honor. It is pretty. It's a pretty song. And what's really cool is there's a harmonica solo.
Oh.
There's a harmonica solo in this. But other than that, this song is kind of just whatever.
I put it's pretty, but nothing too special. Yeah. Like, not bad, but like, not, it does not stand out.
Let It Die is another soft song. Cool plucking intro, soft Dave vocals. Again, this song is over 4 minutes.
Yeah.
I do like how it starts to slowly build, starts to build about a 140.
I really like the chug section where that's just going. Because I put, it takes a while to really kick in. I do enjoy like when it finally
And then
does.
Also the chorus and the end of the buildup is so sick. Like,
I like the way the Let It Die chorus goes, yeah.
And then it drops and then goes back into a buildup and then it goes into a fucking jam. And then it ends with Dave screaming, which is so cool. This is also the second track off of Echo Silence, Patience and Grace. So it goes The Pretender into Let It Die.
All right, so not a bad second song.
It's a great second song. I think this is an easy decision.
I chose Let It Die.
Let It Die, yeah. Next up, we got Floaty versus Good Grief.
Which Floaty...
Two songs off the first album.
Floaty felt very raw, which I liked.
Yep.
Like that, it was kind of a different feel. It felt more untouched.
But again... 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
4.5 minute song.
But like, that's really all I could say about it is that, like, you know, it felt different and raw, which was nice, but yeah. And then for Good Grief, I put it, it's fun and bouncy. It has like a fun feel to it.
I do like how Good Grief starts with a drum.
And
like it starts with just the drums and then it comes in.
It's got a good fuzz to it.
And then it has a bop to it. Well, the whole album has like a nice fuzz to it because it's lo-fi.
Yeah.
And it was just Dave doing it. The chorus of Good Grief is so catchy.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought he was going, hey, dad, hey, dad.
Sure.
Like in the chorus, but I looked it up. He's saying, hate it.
Oh.
It sounds like he's saying, hey, dad.
I guess I never really knew what he said. I just accepted that he was making those noises. Yeah.
It sounded like, I've always thought he said, hey, dad.
Hate it. Interesting.
Yeah. So I was like, that's interesting.
Oh.
But I do like how it's just a straightforward four on the floor song. The distortion is sick during the chorus. The bridge is cool. Both, I do like both these songs because I do really like the first album. But again, easy pick.
I chose Good Grief.
Good Grief. Yeah. 100%. Next up, very easy decision again.
Oh, because I put a question mark under my decision, so I wasn't
interesting.
Super.
So we got a Doll versus A Matter of Time.
Mm-hmm.
Doll is the intro to Color in the Shape.
Okay.
So this is a minute and a half song. Mm-hmm. So it's literally just an intro that goes into Monkey Wrench.
Oh, interesting.
So which is really cool. So it's a minute and a half.
For Doll, I put it's soft and slow, but different in a fun way.
Yeah.
And it was probably different because it's leading into
and
something.
And it is really cool because like it's soft and then it goes into Monkey Wrench, which is like a punk rock song. And then A Matter of Time is a real song.
Yeah.
So like I think it's an easy pick here.
Sure, because for A Matter of Time, I put not super different from standard Foo Fighters, but it's a good version of it. And I chose A Matter of Time.
I chose A Matter of Time too because like Doll's just an intro.
Sure.
And we do have another intro coming up later in this list as well.
Okay.
Which is like, that's not really fair because it's not a real song.
Sure.
But it, like in the album, I do.
They decided to make it, yeah.
Next up, this one was kind of tough.
Mm-hmm.
Low versus La-Di-Da.
Because for Low, I put, I really like the energy it starts with. I expected it to do more with like the way it feels.
Yes.
But, and like, I was kind of let down by that.
It's kind of, the song is kind of consistent the entire way through, but I do like how cool and grungy the guitar riff is. And like the drums are really cool. The vocals are really cool. The chorus is also really fun and catchy. And then like during the bridge / pre-chorus, there's like really cool guitar panning. Like you can hear it left and right, which is sick. But then La-Di-Da, dude.
I mean, that bass fuzz.
Dude, yeah.
Fucking beautiful.
The distortion, the vocal effect over it.
Mm-hmm.
The tempo is slower compared to Low.
Sure.
But it's still a pretty good.
I think it does more with it, though.
But it's still a pretty cool rock song. The chorus is really fun. Dave is screaming, dude. And I think La-Di-Da is kind of like a hidden gem of a track. Like
I chose La-Di-Da.
I think I initially chose Low.
Okay.
But La-Di-Da is great, and I could go La-Di-Da.
Okay.
La-Di-Da is great. Also, at the end of La-Di-Da,
I like the title too.
There's a, I don't know if you noticed, but at the end, like the song ends, and then there's like weird, like behind the scenes, like talking.
Like talking, yeah.
Yeah, and I it sounds like Taylor, but I don't know but I don't know if it is.
Sure.
But it is kind of, I do like that. Yeah, I'll go La-Di-Da there. Next up, T-shirt versus Gimme Stitches.
So that's the other intro song?
Yeah, T-shirt is how Concrete and Gold starts.
Okay, because I get confused why this one is only a minute and a half. It's pretty good, but like mostly just pretty good.
It's because it's an intro. I do like how it starts really soft. And like, I remember when I first got this album, it starts so soft.
Mm-hmm.
So I like turn my thing up and then halfway through it's like, ah, and you're just like, Jesus Christ. And then Gimme Stitches, classic Foo Fighters.
I mean, it's bluesy. It's fun.
It's very bluesy. It has a bob to it. Easy decision.
Yeah. I wish they did more with the feel, but I do really like, cause it's different. I just wish when things were different, they went with it.
Yeah. And it has that bluesy vibe, which is like kind of cool. And it just has a bob to it.
Yeah. I put Gimme Stitches.
Arrows versus Bridge Burning. One song off of Concrete and Gold, another off of Wasting Light.
So I said, I really liked Arrows when it finally kicks in.
When it finally kicks in. Both these songs are over 4 minutes again, which is insane. I do like how Arrows is like a cool, slower, melodic song.
Mm-hmm.
There is a buildup. And the buildup is in the pre-chorus, which is what we've been asking for.
Yes.
So the buildup happens quick and it gets into it. Arrows is a fun song, but then
Bridge Burn. I mean, the intense dude, intro. Bridge Burning, that, so
this is
good.
How Wasting Light starts.
Oh, really? Okay.
This is how the album fucking starts, and it is... Dude, the guitar
fun
intro,
fast.
The layer guitar, this song like makes me want to freaking mosh. And like, I could definitely picture like if they started a live show with this song.
Sure, just, that'd be a good way to start.
Because then he goes, these are my famous last words. Like, dude, this fucking song is sick. Yeah. It's easy decision.
Bridge burning.
Matchup number 7, we got Razor versus Stacked Actors. Razor, almost a 5-minute acoustic song.
So I put another acoustic, but it does feel different. I really enjoyed the picking patterns in it and like folky feel.
This is one of the acoustic songs I do enjoy.
It was different enough.
It doesn't, it's a little bit relaxing. It doesn't need to be 5 minutes though.
Nope.
But then Stacked Actors, man, another great classic Foo Fighters song. The verses are a little bit bluesy. The chorus is catchy.
I wish it kept the energy. That's also like a lot of them. Because it's rather they take way too long to build up, or they start hard and then go
drop.
Into just classic Foo Fighters.
And then they drop. But I thought it was easy.
I chose stacked actors with a question mark.
I chose stacked actors. Okay. Because I do like Razor, but it's just like.
I liked it because it was different enough.
Yeah, it's different enough. Number 8, Medicine at Midnight off of Medicine at Midnight versus Miss the Misery from Wasting Light.
For Medicine at Midnight, I put it's groovy.
It's very funky. It
kind of feels like a jam band at times, which is really fun.
There are. When this song first started, I was like, this doesn't sound like Foo Fighters.
No.
But also this whole album, I wasn't a big fan of this album because of it. It's a little bit like this. I will say I'm not a big fan of Dave's vocal style in the verses at Medicine at Midnight. The chorus is just fine. What's weird is like this is the name of the album. So I thought this song should be like the best song of the album.
And
it's kind of just nothing.
Yeah.
And then Miss the Misery starts off with some guitar feedback, cool riff.
I said there's always so much difference in the feel of the intro versus the song.
Yeah, because the intro starts off really good, and then it dips.
Not bad, it just feels standard once it kicks in.
I do really like the chorus, and then there's a chorus where he goes, it's a matter of time, but then it shifts into like another chorus where he says Wasting Light, so that's the name of the album. So I was like, that's kind of cool. I thought this was easy as well.
So did you choose Miss the Misery?
I chose Miss the Misery.
I chose Medicine at Midnight with a question mark, so I'm okay with Miss the Misery. Okay,
because Medicine at Midnight, I was like, this song kind of sucks. Because I have noticed.
I like the feel of it.
I have noticed there are a few songs that I have been enjoying off this album. Even though when this album came out, I did not like it. Number 9. I have a lot of notes for this one. Okay. No, that's the next one. All sorry. Right. Number 9, Wind Up versus Virginia Moon. Wind Up, cool guitar riff, drums, straightforward rock song, and it's only 2.5 minutes.
Yeah,
it gets in and gets out.
I put Nice and Short with some great screaming and catchy lyrics.
Yeah, it's off Color and the Shape, so it's like when he's still angsty, second album.
Virginia Moon, I don't dislike it, but like I don't love it.
Yeah, it's just like it's a little jazzy. What's cool about Virginia Moon is there is like a female vocal part that's doing harmonies with him.
That's why I chose it last time, I think.
But again, it's
nothing special.
It's nothing special. I think Wind Up wins. Yeah okay. This is all super easy. We got 2 left. New Way Home versus Cheer Up Boys.
I have a lot of notes for New Way Home too.
Yeah, this is I have a lot of notes on this one because New Way Home.
There's that middle part, which is just, I thought it was cool that they did it. Way too quiet.
Yeah.
I had a headphone in my ear. I had to turn it off.
Down. So it starts off just straight from the floor.
Yeah, pretty standard.
And then drops into the verses, you know, typical strong structure. But New Way Home is almost 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Way too long.
So that middle part's like probably at least a full minute. Yeah,
and then it's a long buildup. And
once it fully kicks in, though, it is good.
I will say, like, one of my notes is, I know we've been complaining about the buildups, but I like this buildup.
Yes.
But I like, even though it does get so fucking quiet.
It didn't need to do that. It got way too quiet.
But then I do like how he's repeating the chorus line over and over, and it gets louder and louder. And then when he does fully get in,
it's very
fun. I love it.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, this is fucking sick. And then Cheer Up Boys. Great freaking rock riff intro, mellows out into a fun verse.
Yeah, one where I put like another one where I prefer the energy of the intro over the actual song.
It does, the vibe changes up a little bit during the bridge and then it goes back into it. I do enjoy both of these songs.
I didn't dislike Cheer Up, because I put New Way Home with a question mark.
I went New Way Home too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it was like,
because of the buildup and the ending.
Yes.
But also like as a full song, it's like, God, I wish
I didn't mean to do this.
Yeah, I didn't. But out of these two, I think it was. Yeah. And then the last one we're going to talk about, the hardest decision, at least for me, of the bracket so far, Winnebago versus The Feast and the Famine. Winnebago was from their Vault series. Little fun fact about Winnebago is a song that Dave wrote before he was Foo Fighters.
Oh, fun.
So this is off of, he made a project called Late. And the album was called Pocket Watch.
Okay.
And so this song was on that. I think it was released when he was still in Nirvana.
Sure.
So like this song was on it. And then another song we're going to talk about later, Marigold, is also on it. So it's like super raw. Winnebago is so like, it's tough because Winnebago is in like top Foo Fighters songs for me.
Okay.
But then so was Feast and the Famine.
Yeah.
So like it sucks as this is the first round. So one of these songs has to be eliminated.
So for Winnebago, I really love the riff. But then they just kept playing it.
It
got old by the end of it for me.
I just love how fun and punk rock it is.
It's a great riff, too.
Also, like, if I were to see the song live, I would lose my mind.
That's fair. This would be a very, but also Feast on the Famine live.
I know, but this is, I feel like both these songs, they won't play live ever.
Sure.
I don't know why.
I bet Feast on the Famine they play.
But then Feast on the Famine, dude.
I love that song.
The opening riff is great.
Because that's probably in top 5. Foo for
the,
me.
The drums and the vocals in the verse are very unique, but they're very fun.
I just love the way the chorus starts with the "Hey man."
Yeah, dude, it's so sick. And then like
it's a feast in the family.
Badass chorus. Yeah. The screams are
the big scream. Also, great.
The, like the there's good dynamic changes and like and Winnebago.
It's a longer song too.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's a little bit of a longer song. Winnebago is kind of straightforward. It's so tough because these are both my favorite, some of my favorite Foo Fighters songs.
I chose Feast in the Famine.
I chose Feast in the Famine.
Okay,
too.
Cool.
Feast in the Famine. Feast in the Famine, I think, just overall is a...
I love that. That
it's going to be... Dude, one of my notes is, the last note I wrote down is, this is going to be a tough track to beat.
Yes, it will take... Like, it will have to be one of their best songs to beat that.
Yeah, because that...
Because that is one of their best songs,
I'd
say.
This song is like, all the different... changes and like vocal styles and like screams and like and rock riffs
and like it's very Foo Fighters still, but none of the parts of Foo Fighters that annoy me. Yeah. Like it doesn't check any of those boxes.
It doesn't fade out.
Yeah,
it doesn't do a long buildup. Like all the shit we've been complaining about. It just is a fucking.
It has a good tone all the way through,
dude. And also like the ending jam is so fun. Feast in the Famine.
Yeah,
that's we agreed on most of these. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was pretty easy except for the last one because I like both those songs, but we did agree on that. So next week, it will be round two of round one, okay. And we're going to do the bottom left side of the bracket of round one. So I think 11 more rounds.
Okay, cool.
22 more tracks, and then we'll just do that boom, boom. We're slowly getting there.
We're doing it.
I think after this round, we're less than 100 songs.
Jesus Christ. God, this is going to ruin my Spotify algorithm again.
I know, it's going
to
be all Foo Fighters.
There was one year where I listened to their whole it was when Taylor died. Yeah, I listened to their whole discography, and then they were in my top five tracks. It's like, God damn it. That was 2 days.
And they're going
to
be in your top five again. Probably in mine, too.
Yeah, I need to like pump the numbers on other things.
you can like... On the playlist,
you can mark because I've started doing that for my like sleeping stuff.
Yeah, on the playlist, you can go, do not count this as what I like. You know,
I might have to do that from
just
here on out
because then it won't fuck up your day list and shit.
True,
which is
it's all
Foo
Fighters.
This has been the Moist Monday podcast.
Yeah,
thanks for listening.
Hopefully, this comes out on a Moist Monday.
Yeah,
we'll
see. Thanks for getting through it. Freaking
while we get through it. Yeah,
we're getting, I hope,
be nice to us. We've had a hard time.
Yeah,
lately.
Next week, we should. Come in
fun energy
because we got a lot, we're gonna have a lot of stuff to talk about. It's gonna be fun. Then we'll do another round of brackets, busters and brews,
right?
that's how we'll end it. But take care of each other, each other, love your animals.
Yeah,
follow us on social media
in that order.
Do all the shit. I don't have to do all the plugs,
you know what, yeah,
just go
have a fun time,
just go be nice to people.
We're gonna try to also. Yeah.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers, bud. I love you, man.
Love you too. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Dry bones, lazy bones, big bones, dance around in your bones.
I do think it's funny doing, like, no matter when the first section stops, then you play You Can Sex.